All right, Jabal said, good morning. We're actually finishing Perek Yud Aleph. It's been a long time on Perek Yud Aleph in Mesilas Yesharim. So we're at page Kuf Lamed Dalet. So the Ramchal ends off this chapter. Remember, again, we were speaking about the negative aspects of Kavod, right? And the deleterious aspects of Kavod. Now says Ramchal, V'haKavod HaAmiti. The truth is, the only true Kavod that exists in this world Eino ella yediyas haTorah be'emes. The only true kavod that exists, ultimately again, is Torah. Kavod, the true kavod that exists in this world is when a person learns Torah, person has knowledge of Torah. That's ultimately again where true kavod comes from. The chayin amru zecharon levracha, ein kavod ella Torah. Chazal said this when they said there's no kavod except for Torah. Shnei mar kavod chachamim yinchalu vizulasa. Eina ella kavod meduma v'chozev hevel ve'in b'moyo. We will say a kavod that is not rooted in Torah is a kavod that is fleeting and a kavod that doesn't really have any depth to it. V'roi hanoki li nakos uli tarmi menu taro gimura az yas dias. We'll say, so just an interesting idea in general that Ramchal is saying that the only true kavod that exists in this life is a kavod which derives from Torah. Any other type of kavod, any type of honor that a person may acquire in this world, by definition, is a fleeting type of honor. Not only fleeting, but ultimately in certain respects, negative. And therefore, again, remember, the entire essence of this parak was nikios. Right? The whole idea of this parak was, we'll say, the need to go ahead and cleanse ourselves from even the smallest vestiges of sin. So a recognition that when it comes to kavod, we see all the negative aspects and all the negative byproducts of the pursuit of kavod. So ultimately, again, nikios tells us to try to cleanse ourselves, purify ourselves, clean ourselves from any of the negative aspects. V'hine, Sadam Chalabose ends off this paragraph in a very beautiful way. Kalalti adhina rabim miprate hanikios. So it says Ramchal, you know, I've spoken much about many of the details of Nikios. Right? Again, I've also remember again this entire parak, which was the midah of Nikios. So Ramchal says I went into great detail. Bizeh binyan av l'chol shara mitzos v'hamidos kulam. Yishma chacham v'yosef lekach v'navon tachbulos yikneh. So I'll say, says Ramchal says, you know, sometimes when you go into a great amount of detail, one could think that we've covered everything. So Ramchal says, please understand, as detailed as this chapter was, we've only really touched on certain basic fundamental ideas. But the idea, the goal of this parak is that it should be a binyanav. Binyanav means it should be a paradigm. The goal over here is to understand what is the midah of nikios. The midah of nikios says as follows, that chait has many different tentacles and many different aspects and many different parts to it. And the truth is, our goal is to really cleanse ourselves from all of the tentacles. The point that Ramchal wanted to show in this particular parak was that how certain major averos have so many smaller appendages. Sometimes things that we are even unaware of. But if we want to reach the level of nikios, the first step to nikios is an awareness, is an understanding of the different tentacles and offshoots of chait, and then making a concerted effort to try to actively cleanse myself of those various offshoots and tentacles. Vihimei, so listen to what he says already, this is actually very profound. Eineni yachol lahachish, sheyesh kitzas torach li adam lahagia el enekios hazeh. Such a profound statement. The Ramchal says, I can't argue with the fact that what I'm asking you to do in this chapter is difficult. Rabbi say the truth is, out of everything we've learned up until this point, nikios, which is one of the reasons why it's been the longest chapter, is hands down the most difficult thing. Because what nikios says is, I have to be aware that chait, like we just said before, has so many different offshoots and tentacles. And my goal is to cleanse myself of all of those offshoots and tentacles, not just the major parts, not just the discernible parts, not just the obvious parts of chait, but everything else also. So Ramchal says, I'm not going to lie, right? This is hard. This is hard. This is hard work. Afa Pikein, listen to this. Omerani, and even though it's hard work and difficult work, I still say, Shein tzarech kolkach kimo shenir lichora. It's not as hard as it looks. It's not as hard as it seems. Listen to what he says. Because what's the hardest part in this whole thing? V'hamachshava b'davar hazeh kasha min hamaisa. Rebbe will say, this is such an incredibly profound statement. Says Ramchal, do you know what the most difficult part is? The most difficult part is thinking about it. Is thinking about it. And thinking about it is even more difficult than taking action. He says, ki kasher yasima adam belibo, v'yikaba birtzon lebekvius, lihios mi bale hamida hatovazos. Because when a person really decides to go ahead and become a Baal Nikios, right, the person who actualizes this mid of Nikios, hine bim at hergil sheyargil atzmo baza. As soon as you get yourself used to and habituated to thinking in a different way, to thinking in the direction of Nikios, what happens? Tashuv lo kalaharbe yoser mashaya yachol lachshov. It becomes much easier in an actional sense, more than it ever was in a cognitive sense. I will say, what does this mean? This is such an incredible insight that Ramchal is offering. You know what he's saying? He's saying sometimes in life, we are faced with major tasks and objectives. And you know what the greatest obstacle is? Thinking about it too much. Because if you think about it too much and you begin to contemplate how much work and what the navoda, and how much has to be done. Do you know what often is the result of all of that cognitive contemplation? Inaction. Inaction. Let's say you have this all the time, right? I think about what I have to do, and I think about all the things I have to do, and I think about some of the major things I have to do, and it's scary, and it's overwhelming, and it seems too much, and I say to myself, how am I ever going to do it? So, okay, here's one guarantee. Tell yourself enough times, how am I ever going to do it? And one thing is clear, which is, you will never do it. So the Ramchal says something so amazing. And I will say, just the insight of the Ramchal over here is so profound. Nikius is a big thing. Nikius is a big thing. I will say, remember again, we've been learning now that Mesilas Yesharim, this is our second time around. And now again, we've seen the Zihiros, Zerizos. Out of everything we've learned, Nikius is the most difficult. Says the Ramchal, I'm telling you, just don't think about it too much. Just do it. Make for yourself a plan, a behavioral modification plan. Make for yourself a behavioral awareness plan. Make for yourself a plan, ultimately, again, about how you're going to cleanse yourself from the various offshoots of chet, and just do it. Don't think about it too much, because if you think about it, I'm telling you, you will not end up doing anything. You'll get too scared off of action. Just do. And then I'm chalons off by saying, Zeh HaDavar, Shahani Sayon Yochiach Amito. So Ramchal says, the only way to see that I'm right is to listen to me. Right? So sometimes, you know, we'll say, the only way to know that something is absolutely correct is that Ramchal says, essentially, we'll say a very profound statement in general of stop thinking and start doing. Now again, be careful with that, because a lot of people live like that and get themselves into a lot of trouble, right? They stop thinking, they just start. But the idea is there's this balance. I obviously have to go ahead and plan, and I have to go ahead and think, and I have to go ahead and contemplate. But too much time spent on any of those things runs the risk of leading to inaction. You have to plan, you have to think, but only for a limited amount of time. Devote the bulk of your energies ultimately to doing. Sometimes the things that we have to accomplish are overwhelming and daunting. And if you think about them too much, you will end up in a state of inaction. Plan a bit, think a bit, but spend the bulk of your energies expending action and affecting change. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. Emir Tzashem, tomorrow we pick up with Perek Yud Bey. It's actually a very short chapter. We'll cover that Emir Tzashem tomorrow. Shkoyach. Thank you.